podcast, Ben.
I'm ready. This is always the long. I think this weekend, the week of the bye week, are probably always the longest two games of the season. But training camp is over. We're finally into game week, and I look forward to going out there with these games. Every game counts, even the preseason, but this one is going to be held against your record, so I'm looking forward to it.
How do you feel body-wise? There's a lot of time off between that last preseason game and this first one.
I mean, I feel good. I mean, taking care of pretty much just taking care of my body's all the little nagging injuries that I've had throughout the preseason, just been taking care of those. But I feel great. I feel good. I'm ready to get out there and get the season started.
There's lots of speculation that goes on before the season starts. And yesterday, as USA Today, they had a grade that came out and said the Browns and the Broncos had Fs before even going into the season. Do you ever look at that? And does it fuel fire, or do you even pay attention?
No, I don't pay attention to that. I guarantee you not one person that is in the media, ESPN, or any other network had the Arizona Cardinals going to the Super Bowl last year. So we don't pay attention to any of that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, no matter what's written in the paper, no matter what the media says, no matter what people say, at the end of the day, two teams have to go out there and play, and at the end, the best team is going to come out on top.
What do you think are realistic expectations for this opening game?
We're coming out there to win the game. That's pretty much it. Coming out there to win the game. We have high expectations, although the expectations are low for this team. Us, the players and the coaching staff and everybody in this organization, we have high expectations, not just for this first game, but for the entire season. We think we have a good football team. The system that we're using has been proven. It's been proven over and over again. And it's just up to us as the players to go out there and just take care of our responsibilities.
And there's uncertainty about who the starting quarterback is
that we don't worry about that. At the end of the day, we all have our own job to do. And whoever the quarterback is, that's the quarterback that Josh has confidence in, and that's the quarterback that we're going to have confidence in.
Well, people wonder if the offense will open up a little bit as the season starts. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of thing?
I don't call the plays, so I don't know. I do know this, that in this system, if you have to line up and win a game running full wide the entire game, you're going to win it. Last year, the last four games, last three games actually, weather was bad. We had to line up at two tight and pound the ball. So whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation calls for, then our system has something to handle it. So whether it's open or whether we're just running the ball 40 or 50 times a game, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. As long as you get a W, that's all people really care about.
Thank you. Appreciate it.